Hare Krishna. Yesterday evening I was speaking to devotees about Sri Ramananda, whose disappearance day it was on Wednesday. Appearance, disappearance. Srila Prabhupada would explain that for such great personalities, they continue with their activities in either sphere, whether they're in the material world, or they've gone back to the spiritual world, always engaged in Krishna service. Therefore, in that sense, it makes no difference whether they're here or there. Indeed, when they're here in this world, even then they continue to also be there. And it's questionable whether we really get to see the full spectrum of the things that they do, or being aware of the full spectrum of the things that they do and the dimensions in which they serve. As, for instance, Ramananda Roy, who is a combination of many personalities. Srimati Vishakha Devi, Lalita Devi, Pandav Arjun, Arjuniya Gopi, Cowherd Boy Arjun. Something that's incomprehensible to us, and yet he appears as a king, but not actually a king, not a kshatriya, but the governor of Maharaj Pratap Rudra's southerly kingdom. And certainly becomes, after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's meeting with him, one of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's most intimate associates. And that's historically, at least in Chaitanya Charitamrita, where we connect with Ramananda Roy. He's already somewhat older, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is only 24 when he's traveling to South India. And he's going there on the plea of finding his brother, Vishwarup, who had taken sannyas. But actually, he's beginning his 6-year preaching tour, which starts with South India and then goes to Vrindavan and to Ramakeli and to many places, not all around India, but through many places. And as he's about to leave, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who is now become converted to be a follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and is a great devotee, tells Lord Chaitanya that he'd already known about Ramananda Roy from official business, whether when Ramananda Roy came to Puri or if they met at Katak or whether he actually went to Vijayanagar in the south. It's not clear, but certainly Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya explains that I met him, I recognized that he was very learned, although he wasn't a Brahmin, but Ramananda Roy was very learned. And because Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was a Mayavadi at the time of their meeting, he just took note of his erudition, but didn't agree with his conclusions of Ramananda Roy's knowledge, which was that the Absolute Truth is a person, and that service to Krishna in Vrindavan is the topmost perfection. But now, on reflection, having become liberated by the grace of the Lord, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya says, now I recognize that he's such a great devotee that you should please meet with him, and it will you will find it greatly pleasing meeting because he's such a great devotee. So they do meet. They meet on the banks of the Godavari River, and they have very important and very deep conversations. This is found in the 8th chapter of Madhya Lila. There are certain pastimes that are not pastimes, sorry, certain parts of Chaitanya Charitamrita that are very important for their philosophical content, because they lay the groundwork of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings, as well as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's concept of sadhan and sadhya, or perfection, and the process to attain that perfection. And so those can be found in the discussions with Sarvabhauma and Prakashananda, then with Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami, and this Srila Prabhupada called Ramananda Sambhad in a little book that he compiled. It's a very interesting discussion because through the process, more or less, of neti-neti elimination, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu establishes through Ramananda Roy's own words that the ultimate goal of life is loving devotional service to Lord Krishna in the wake of the Brijbasis, and the way to attain that is by hearing scriptures like Srimad Bhagavatam from realized devotees, and chanting Krishna's names. Certainly, the approach that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu presents is unique, in that immediately he asks Ramananda Roy, what is perfection, what is sadhya, and what is sadhana, the means to get there. It's a very interesting and, of course, important question, and it's extremely relevant to any spiritual seeker. What is it that they consider to be perfection, and then how will they go there? Actually, you need to know the first. You can't just start doing some type of sadhana without knowing what the purpose is. It's like starting to drive out somewhere in a car without knowing where it is that you want to go. Obviously, you need to be clear about your destination before you work out how you're going to get there. And Ramananda Roy gives many different alternatives in the rising hierarchy of spirituality. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu keeps asking to hear more mature and better answers. And then, of course, ultimately, Ramananda Roy gets into not only motivated devotional service, but into Vrajabhakti, and ultimately in Gopi Bhav, following and being empowered and following in the footsteps of the gopis of Vrindavan. It's a very, very wonderful and very important conversation that devotees need to be well versed in and aware of. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after their discussions, asks Ramananda Roy, please retire from your government duties and come to Jagannath Puri and live with me there. Lord Chaitanya has promised Mother Sachi that he's going to make Puri his headquarters, and in order to taste the nectar of Krishna's pastimes, he needs his associates. And here he requests Ramananda Roy to come. I went to see Ramananda Roy's house. It's there in Puri at the present time. And nothing's very far in Puri from Gambir, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu And it was Ramananda Roy and Swarup Damodara Goswami whose spiritual identities, well, especially during the time when they were with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the evenings, is Vishakha and Lalita Devi's. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was absorbed in the mood of Srimati Radharani, feeling separation from Lord Krishna, they quote verses from Shastra, Bhagavatam, sing songs from the works of Vidyapati and others. And pacify Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mind and harmonize with his moods of devotion. This ability to harmonize with someone else's mood is quite important. Of course, this was being done by Swarup Damodara and Ramananda Roy on the highest levels of devotion. But still, we need to also be able to know what is it that is conducive and what it is not conducive to other Vaishnavas' moods. I gave one example which I was found myself in just a day or so ago, and that is that a devotee may be standing in front of the deities offering prayers, and someone just comes up and starts talking to them. Now, that's not conducive to someone's mood, neither is it respecting that person's mood of devotion or where they're in. We as Vaishnavas need to be sensitive to each other's devotional station, devotional activities, and help complement each other's, or at least not interfere. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was, of course, in a very deep, esoteric mood of Srimati Radharani, feeling separation from Lord Krishna. And in order to help him navigate those moods and bring him out of feelings of pain and help him experience feelings of meeting and pleasure, these two personalities, who their qualification was not that they were just learned, not that they were realized, but they were able to harmonize with the Lord's mood and to assist him in tasting nectar. This is a topic in itself, how we can help each other actually experience the different waves of Krishna consciousness, something that we're always doing when there's kirtan. Kirtan is also something that we can keep in mind, that the kirtan is such that devotees are helping each other and not obstructing each other from their meditation on the holy name, excuse me. And these type of exchanges went on throughout the night till the early hours of the morning, until Lord Chaitanya took a little rest and then went to Mangalarti and visited to see Lord Jagannath. Then during the day, Lord Chaitanya, because his mind was preoccupied, he was a little more balanced. But at night, when he was alone and everyone else went to sleep, then he could no longer control his mind. And of course, he was, what did that mean, that Lord Chaitanya couldn't control his mind? Is that his spontaneous feelings of ecstasy just welled up. Our problem with controlling our mind is that we have spontaneous attraction to sense gratification. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's is that his love for Krishna became uncontrollable and came out in various ways. And so, of course, these devotees, two devotees, their service was to help Lord Chaitanya in his ecstasy. What a wonderful service, and what a wonderful situation to be in, to be helped in our ecstasy. From Bhakti Ratnakar, it seems that after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's disappearance, for some time Ramananda Roy was still present on the earth. I cannot recall if there's any date connected with his disappearance, the general feature was that many of the Lord's personal associates, they couldn't tolerate separation from him for very long, and so ultimately they also all decided to follow him and return back home, back to Godhead. So anyway, today we should remember Ramananda Roy, and by doing so, we become empowered by his teachings, his personal example, his devotional ecstasies. This is how we get the blessings of great personalities, not just by going around and asking, "Oh, please give me your blessings," but hearing from them, remembering them, learning from their example. And if we do that, then yes, it will certainly bless us. So Chaitanya was asking, what is sadhana? What is sadhana? Not in any condition did Ramananda Roy say that the sadhana is you simply go around and ask people, give me your blessings, and that way you will attain perfection. No. You have to do something to get blessings. The things that we do are to actually hear from great personalities, follow in their footsteps, perform austerities, and when they see that we're really serious about implementing that which they have gone to so much trouble to give, then they give us their blessings. And that way we become successful in devotional service.